years. WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bystanders save a 3-year-old girl from a burning car, but were not able to pull the girl's mother. Bryan police say the victims were in a car that drove off Harvey Mitchell Parkway yesterday morning near Highway 6. The 3-year-old is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was identified as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. The cause is still under investigation. For the second time this month, College Station police has made an arrest on a charge of filing a false report that brought out a large number of officers.
According to the arrest report, an officer on bicycle patrol in Northgate was sent to a convenience store to meet a man who told 911 he went inside St. Mary's Catholic Church, murdered a priest, and broke several windows. After a sergeant, two corporals, and five other officers responded and searched the church, there was no evidence of any criminal activity. 22-year-old Peter Looney of College Station spent a short time in jail before he was released on a $4,000 bond. A Bryan man stopped for speeding in College Station led to his arrest on local and federal charges. According to the arrest report from College Station police, the U.S. Marshal's Office accuses 30-year-old Hilario Delgado Jr. of violating probation following a conviction of smuggling aliens. Delgado is also accused of failing to identify himself as a fugitive and giving a false name. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Owner-occupants of single-family homes in the College Station neighborhood around College Hills Elementary School thanked the city council at its last meeting for approving more protection from the future construction of stealth dorms. The president of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association, Suzanne Drzeleski, also thanked staff and the council for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in city regulations.
I think that it should worry you greatly, however, that many people who found out about this advised me as a neighborhood leader that the new UDO interpretation was an intentional plan by developers to manipulate PNC and City Council for their personal gain.
The Neighborhood Association brought the loophole to the city's attention after discovering there was a proposal to turn the land where two homes stand into 10 lots for multifamily housing. That project came to an end after one of the home sellers decided to keep their property. In correlation with Mental Health Awareness Month, NAMI Brazos Valley is hosting a fundraising luncheon to promote their community services. Director of Outreach and Development Julie Overstreet says the programs include free support groups for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues.
So many of us will have a mental illness in our lifetime. Statistically, 1 out of 4 of us have one right now. And statistically speaking, longitudinally, in our lifetime, 1 out of every 2 of us will have a mental health diagnosis.
More information about the May 25th luncheon is online at namibv.org. The 2017 Traffic Safety Conference hosted by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute is your chance to help in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at TTI, Robert Wunderlich, says there are things we can do both as agencies and individuals to be safer drivers.
3,700 people lost their lives in 2016 in Texas. It's a pretty big public health issue. We're hoping that conferences like this and the discussions that come out of them and the plan will prompt people to take action.
Details about next month's conference are online at tti.tmu.edu. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. You can text us, be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash. or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven, the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Going to check some weather right now, shall we? Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is now located well off to our east in Alabama. That means sunshine and warm weather through tomorrow. All the sun today should lead to a high of about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll start to cloud up a bit overnight, low 65 to 70. Clouds will give way to partial sun tomorrow, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's track and field team clinched the SEC Outdoor Championship this weekend. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team fell to Ole Miss in 2 out of 3 of their games this weekend in the weekend series. And ESPN's Shelly Smith is okay after heading to the hospital following the Warriors' win over the Spurs last night. All the details coming up and more on sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What happened?
She exhibited some stroke symptoms, apparently.
Oh,
but
wow.
I believe she's a breast cancer survivor. And okay, so they took her to the hospital, and she seems to be doing okay.
All right. I just thought she might have gotten out into the middle of the action.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. All right. So it's Monday. How you feeling out there?
Woo-hoo. All right.
How'd the weekend go, you know?
Good.
Okay, Daily Mail this morning out of London just wants to let you know Sunday is by far the worst night of the week for those who have trouble nodding off. Okay, so if you don't feel so good today, know that you're not alone, and it's fairly common. 3 times as many people sleep badly on Sundays than any other night of the week, according to the research. Rather than Sunday night blues affecting our ability to get some shut-eye, an expert believes it's those late nights on Friday and Saturday that are to blame.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
The biggest reason that so many people sleep badly on Sunday is the weekend, because it throws them out of their normal sleep routine. Research conducted by Calm.com, involved 4,279 U.S. Americans and Britons completing the online survey. The results found that about 23% of the participants found that Sunday night was the hardest night to fall asleep. I don't have any problem. I don't know.
I'm usually okay.
Yeah, I just, it could be, you may spend a few minutes. I'm more likely to think about what I have to accomplish the next week.
Right.
Rather than what the weekend was.
Right.
But again, it depends on what your job is. You think about, look, we know we got to get to bed.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do, and it starts early. It's not like we can, let's lounge in bed for another
half an
hour.
Watch one more episode.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, we did that last
night. Yeah.
But anyhow, so there you go. If you're feeling bad today, know that you're not the only one. Know that it's common, and
That's definitely can be the case for me. It was this weekend. I had some late nights on Friday and Saturday, and so last night I was trying to get to sleep and just kind of like,
didn't work?
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, okay, 4 hours.
See, my late nights on Friday and Saturday help me go to sleep even earlier Sunday.
That's kind of the way I feel
it's
about it.
It's like 8 p.m. on Sunday, and I'm thinking, it's bedtime.
I sleep later on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, though. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wake up late on Sunday. I'm like, I've only been awake for so many hours now, you know?
But now, Chelsea, that just means you didn't care who Miss USA or whatever that was last
night. I had no idea that it was even on.
I understand. I know. All right, so how do you decide what the name of your new baby will be, as opposed to old babies? How do you decide what that name will be?
You pay a consultant $29,000.
We had that story not too long ago. If you were to base your children's names on pop culture of the time that they were born, you'd spend the last 20-some-odd years saying, boy, there are a lot of kids that are named Xena and like that.
Yeah,
but,
true.
But people just keep on basically scarring their children with names that they think are cool.
Yeah.
And now back in the day, you know, when I was of an age where, you know, in the early 20s when people decide they want to be parents, you know, what are those names that influenced you at that time? And pop culture did not exist as widespread as it does now. Mm-hmm. But the Social Security Administration has released their annual list of the top baby names, and the fastest growing name is Kylo.
Kylo.
As in Kylo Ren, who is the villain of the new Star Wars trilogy.
Which is weird that they would go with the villain, you know?
Seems like you'd want to do something a little more positive than that.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
K-Y-L-O.
Okay.
Now, it is the fastest growing. It moved up the fastest, but it's still 900th, okay?
Right.
It says it was 3,269th, which prior to this movie, how would anybody have decided that
exactly.
Kylo was a name?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and
unless
also
they just made it up.
Spoiler alert, and I'm giving you a chance to, you know, turn it down for a second if you haven't seen the Star Wars movie yet, but he kills his dad.
Does he?
So, yeah.
Well, that's probably not
a good thing to name your kid.
Probably not helpful. Yeah, the second
they don't care who he is or what he did. They just hear his name and say, ooh, that
it's
sounds
cool.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to y'all saying that at the same time, right? Okay, so the second biggest jumper was Creed.
Creed? Okay.
Yeah. Like the band?
Well, no, I think helped by the movie.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes.
Being
yes.
the son of Apollo Creed.
But his name was Victor. His last name was Creed.
Well, they go with Creed, see?
Yeah, but Creed's cooler than Victor, yeah. Brad.
Mm-hmm. And if you'll remember, Creed was one of the guys in The Office. Remember that?
Yeah.
Creed something Bratton, or another. Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. All right, for girls, it's Kalani.
Oh, okay.
She's the biggest mover at K-E-H-L-A-N-I. I mm-hmm. love spelling on the radio.
Yeah.
Moved up 2,500 places. This is apparently because of Kalani Parrish. Is that correct? A singer?
Possibly.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
We don't know Kalani Parrish?
I do not.
Okay, there you are.
Sounds right, though. Sure.
On the flip side, the name that dropped the most. What would you think? The name that dropped the most.
Brittany.
This one doesn't surprise me. Caitlin.
Oh, okay. Oh, because of Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, I mean, think about it. You're gonna name your child that now.
Yeah.
And of course, there are four names that dropped. It's Caitlyn just with different spelling,
right? Yeah.
Which
okay.
is also probably part of the challenge too.
Yeah, there's several ways to spell Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But it's a controversial name. Now.
Correct.
So here you go. Most popular for boys, it's Noah taking the top spot, mm-hmm. followed by Liam, William, which is kind of a Liam. Mason, James, Benjamin, Jacob, Michael, Elijah, and Ethan.
Okay.
Lots of biblical
names. Yeah, I was going to say still lots of biblical names.
In girls, it's number one is Emma, followed by Olivia, Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Mia, Charlotte, Abigail, Amy, and Harper.
Lots of us in the beginning there.
Right.
Like an ending in the sound.
I've got friends that have a new Liam and a new Ava, too.
There you are.
So.
Yeah.
That's it. So if you want to do that, of course, there are people who do it for other reasons.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too. Probably more important would be the 10 best frozen pizzas.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Okay, that's out
talking.
From Up Rocks. They've told us that so that we'll know because pretty sure every single U.S. American has eaten frozen pizza at some point in their life.
Usually it's college, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right. So a writer for the website Up Rocks just put herself out there and published a ranking of the top 10 frozen pizzas based entirely on her opinion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. So there we go. The opinion of one. Number 10 is Trader Joe's, which we can't get here.
Right.
Number 9 is Amy's Vegetarian Gluten-Free Pizza.
Yep.
Okay, number 8, this is really sad. This is really sad. Number 8 is Totina's Pizza Rolls.
Ooh.
Oh.
Why is that so sad? They're so delicious.
That's because you have them in your house and you're lazy and you don't want to get out, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
They're like little pockets of magic.
Is that... So is that it? As you're going through the store, you go, you know, there's going to be a night. I'm going to want pizza.
I have
a
not.
A little bit
no.
of pizza, and I don't want to go out.
No, I used to live, and I don't. They might be on the list off of those pizza bagel bites.
Oh yeah, bagel bites.
That's what I ate back in the day
or
when
you,
I was
even
eating
just the Totino's
frozen junk food.
The pizzas themselves,
right?
They were like 99 cents or something like
they're
that.
They're a dollar. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fantastic. Yep. But the pizza rolls sometimes. They're a problem because when you bite into them sometimes,
hot.
It's like lava on your lip.
Sure, sure.
Oh.
Bagel Bites is number 6,
oh,
by the
good.
Way.
Thanks. Yeah. So glad it made the list.
You got Totino's and you got Bagel Bites at 6, but sandwiched in between those two is Tombstone. So
Tombstone
is in there.
Yep.
Now, understand.
I remember those commercials.
Okay. they did some great commercials.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Now, I see, I'm old enough that I lived in a world where they didn't have pizzerias here.
Okay.
I mean, that if you wanted pizza, you had to take what was in the store.
Right.
And it was pretty bad stuff. But and you knew it was bad, but you had no choice. I don't know when it was, maybe 63 or 4, Ralph's Pizza was the first pizza place. And it was over near where Lane's Chicken is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was in that little shopping center right there. So that was the first one, and then they opened one in Northgate. And then we started to have a few of them until the chains came in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But again, if you were a kid here before those opened up, you did have to take the garbage. And again, you knew it was garbage. You maybe hadn't tasted real
cardboard
pizza before.
Cardboard of cheese.
But you knew this was not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so here we go. Number 5 is California Pizza Kitchen. Mm. Number 4 is Stouffer's French Bread Pizza. Number 3, this girl is a sad life.
Oh.
Number 3 is Hot Pockets.
Oh, that doesn't count as
Hot
pizza.
No. Number 2 is DiGiorno's, and number 1 is Red Baron.
Oh, I would go DiGiorno over Red Baron any day.
Yeah, I'm going to take your word for that.
Isn't that their deal? Yeah. Like, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno?
Oh,
yeah.
DiGiorno's good. Frozen pizza's gotten better than it was back in the day,
and
Scott.
I think that's probably right. I'm sure that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That you have more choices, better choices.
Definitely.
And so as a result, maybe it's all right to even pass that by the kids. Lots of computer problems over the weekend. Lots of computer problems over the weekend as the hackers put together the attack on the computers using the Windows operating system. Experts say the email attack was done with NSA cyber tools that hackers released last month and infected more than 100,000 computers in over 100 countries, demanding a ransom in Bitcoin to unlock the data. And you heard the commercial today, I think we had with the Dow Jones, which was about this very thing, and that was the ransomware attacks. And so it's been out there. There was this story, in fact, on May the 8th, I believe, in one of the London papers, talking about how big companies, including hospitals, had no cybersecurity against ransomware attacks. And lo and behold, Britain's National Health Service computers got hit. They had to close down emergency rooms and send patients, would-be patients, to other hospitals because the doctors couldn't access any records. And again, it's that old password 123.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll download the patches as they come in, and I know they're a pain to do, but they do send those patches out for a real, real reason.
Yep.
Also, auto production sites in France and others, things couldn't get much worse than hospitals, you wouldn't think. But a whole bunch of surgeries had to be postponed and people moved around there. The problem is the second wave starts today. It's Monday. It's America. America and Russia did get hit some. But this morning, as people fire things up, there are going to be more of these attacks that will happen. Again, if you don't know the email, don't open it.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's really no reason to do that. I know you feel lonely and you wish that somebody would send you something, and just because you got something, it doesn't mean that you should open it up.
Yeah.
Because there'll be something bad happening. All right, now this is more than cool. This is more than cool. Buckingham Palace, over the weekend, UK Daily Mail reported that Prince William, Duchess Kate, and Prince Harry threw a big bash for children whose parents died while serving in the armed forces.
Is
that
is cool.
A great idea or what? Harry came out, spoke, and said, you know, the nation will forever remember the sacrifices that your parents have made. And he said the gardens had never seen that much fun in a long, long time.
Oh, that's cool.
That yeah, really.
The kids' party. That's neat.
That might be something that the United States government should possibly think about doing. Well, every country should, but we ought to take a page from that book. Hello.
Sure.
Hey, one of the really scary things about this latest hack is it doesn't have to be through email. People have found a whole... in certain computers that will just automatically pop in and say, hey, guess what? I've got you.
Oh, that's not good scary. At all, is it? So, in other words, download the patch, right?
Yeah, you should have done it last week.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, there are updates out there. Go do that. Of course, you know, you're probably on your personal computer over the weekend. It may be that it's more business-related. I'm not sure, because the idea is, you know, they want... not a lot of money per computer, just there's a whole lot of... there's a whole lot of computers out there, so... anyhow, just pay attention, be alert. 725.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning, it's 726, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Doing the weather, it's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. All week long, we're probably going to be right about 90 degrees, maybe going up into the 90s, we'll see. Low temperatures each night, either the upper 60s or lower 70s, those will be the lows. Now, second half of the week, chance of some showers, 20, 30, 40%, just depending on how much humidity we've got out there. The winds today, about 5 to 10, they'll be up to 25 miles an hour, it looks like, on Tuesday and Wednesday. But that's our pattern, really, for the entire week. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 5, still humid out there at 96%, and we have 64 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, you remember Corinne Brown? For over 20 years, she represented Jacksonville, Florida in Congress. She was a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucasians until she lost her Democrat primary just last August. Well, Ms. Brown had her day in court last week. She faced 22 federal charges involving theft of money from an unregistered Virginia-based charity. She was found not guilty on 4 of the charges, but on the remaining 18 counts, it's bad news. Conspiracy, guilty. 5 counts of mail fraud, guilty. 7 counts of wire fraud, guilty. 1 count of scheming to conceal material facts, guilty. 1 count of obstruction of IRS laws, guilty. 3 tax fraud charges, guilty. It was ugly, folks. Now, the charity was called the One Door for Education Foundation, but when that door was opened, it led right to Corinne Brown's own pocketbook. Hundreds of thousands of dollars meant to help the children were instead used to pay for Corinne's parties and her trips. After the verdict, Ms. Brown appeared to be shocked. Understandably, the Clinton Crime Family Foundation took in millions in payoffs. They spent hardly anything on charity work, and Hillary got to run for president. Well, Corinne tried to run with the big dogs same way, but she's facing the slammer. How come? Well, anyway, just remember this, folks. When elected Democrats tell you that charity begins at home, they want the cash to end up in their homes, not at the charity.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them 800-440-4833. Use the promo code Rush. That's LifeLock. Bayonstore.com/rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A single vehicle crash in North Bryan Mother's Day morning killed the driver and hospitalized her 3-year-old daughter. Police identified the driver as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. Her daughter is at a local hospital in stable condition. Around 8:30 yesterday morning, the vehicle went off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Highway 6 exit, went down the embankment, and struck a tree. The vehicle caught fire, and several motorists stopped to help and attempt to free the driver. The cause is still under investigation. Action at the last College Station City Council meeting to protect older residential neighborhoods from future construction of stealth dorms was considered as a partial victory by some. One of several homeowners around College Hills Elementary School, Nan Krause, told the council she has fought to protect her neighborhood for 33 years.
If I read one of my old letters to city staff again this evening, most of the points would still be the same. Although many of the staff have changed and many of the people who have stood here fighting for our neighborhood over the years are gone or have stopped being involved out of frustration and repeated disappointments.
A homeowner in the historic Southside neighborhood, George Dresser, blamed the Brazos Central Appraisal District for making land valuations the same as the land where income-generating stealth dorms are located.
This leads to a situation in my neighborhood where the land on a lot is about 2/10 of an acre by 8,500 square feet. The land is appraised for $180,000, and the house is appraised for $37,600. That clearly changes the picture of how what we look at is a single-family residence.
The council and city staff were thanked for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in development regulations. A Bryan man's 34th trip to the Brazos County Jail began with being pulled over for not using a turn signal.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 59-year-old Gregory Ross led an officer on a 9-block slow-speed pursuit from MLK and Sims to his house on Preston near 20th Street. Ross told the officer he drove home because he did not want his car towed. The officer caught Ross eating a marijuana joint and was driving without a license with a prior conviction and 29 active suspensions. Another driver pulled over by Bryan police for a traffic violation was 45-year-old Melissa Martin of Bryan. According to her arrest report, she has a driving record with 37 suspensions and 19 convictions. Martin was stopped after dark because the rear taillights on her vehicle were not working. Martin went to jail for driving with an invalid license with 4 prior convictions and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Locally, NAMI Brazos Valley offers free support for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. Director of Outreach and Development, Julie Overstreet, says the number one issue facing mental health is the stigma.
We've come far enough that we have brain scans that prove that things like depression and anxiety are real, that they are real illnesses, that they physically affect the brain. And yet, when is the last time anybody called in sick for depression?
Overstreet says depression is a serious illness which can ultimately lead to suicide.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death in young people under 25 years old. Even in our middle schoolers, suicide is the second leading cause of death.
NAMI BV invites you to learn more about their cause at a fundraising luncheon titled Mind Your Health, Thursday, May 25th at First United Methodist Church in Bryan. There's no charge for lunch and guests will be treated to an inspirational program. Email RSVP at NAMIBV.org to attend. Last year, 3,700 people died in traffic accidents in Texas. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, Robert Wunderlich, says an upturn in the economy has increased youthful employment, which has in turn put more young drivers behind the wheel.
We find that young people, and particularly young males, are overrepresented based on their percent of the population and the percent of driving they do. They're really overrepresented in crash statistics.
Wunderlich says pedestrian fatalities, which are typically an urban issue, are also on the rise.
We are seeing population growth in our urban areas. We're also seeing travel in the urban areas increase, and the combination of those two things, I think, are driving. But the percent, not only are the numbers going up, but the percentage of total fatalities that are pedestrian has been rising in the last few years, and so we're very concerned about that.
TTI is hosting a three-day traffic safety conference in June, which Wunderlich says is designed to give you the opportunity to learn about and participate in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Details are online at tti.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 64 degrees. You can call or text us to be a part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click Sunshine Fun Pools.com.
Grab your pearls and crazy socks and join us at the Bush Presidential Library as we celebrate the birthdays of both President and Mrs. Bush. Mrs. Bush will be turning 92 on June 8th, and President Bush will be 93 on June 12th. So we're honoring them both with a party on Friday, June 9th. The community is invited to join the celebration from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for free birthday cake, popcorn, and refreshments in the rotunda. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org or call 691-4014.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look, or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hey, good morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got the weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair. They're the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are. Hey, I said here. Weather. Oh, good. Now that's not working. All right, I'll read you the weather. There's a little bit of fog outside because I was looking at the forecast. I'm going, that's not right. And I opened up the window because I've got one. And sure enough, there's a little bit of fog. It's not on the ground, but it's out there nonetheless. Look for a high temperature today and actually all week long, probably in the upper 80s to near 90. Low temperature each night, probably going to be upper 60s, lower 70s, something like that. And we'll continue to have that going on all week long. Chance of rain later on in the week. But right now we're looking at 64 degrees out there.
All right. And coming up in sports, we're going to take a look at the A&M men's track and field team's SEC championship win this weekend. Meanwhile, Derek Jeter's the 22nd player to have his number retired by the New York Yankees. And in the NBA playoffs, the Spurs fell to the Warriors in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. We'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So I need to thank, I don't know who the lady is, but there was a lady who was kind enough to bring me not one but two cans of Diet Coke on Friday.
Nice.
Mr. Downs had already brought me one, and so I was drinking it, and I was in the midst of doing an interview, and I saw a lady out there who I did not know, because that could be an employee, though, and
right.
and holding up a plastic bag, and I didn't know what that was, but later on, one of the young ladies came and told me that a listener came by, brought me some Diet Coke.
So
nice. Thank her for doing that, whoever yeah. she happened to have been. Hey, you want a free cookie? Want a free cookie? Today's the day.
Yeah, please.
Blue Baker. You got, I'm not just talking any cookie. I'm talking a Blue Baker
Ooh.
Cookie. Go by any of the locations, the one on Dominic, the one on University, or the one at Mills Park Circle, which is out by Tower Point.
Yep.
And you get a fresh-made-from-scratch cookie. So that's today. It's
awesome.
To celebrate their 16th, their Sweet 16. So
Sweet 16 with but a sweet cookie.
There you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our airline news for this this weekend. United Airlines, you hear that? I mean, these folks cannot catch a break.
Yeah.
No good news. After a couple of very public PR nightmares of kicking people off planes, the airline just announced that its access code to open the plane's doors was accidentally made public. A spokesperson confirms that it wasn't a breach in security and assures its passengers the safety of our customers and crew is our top priority. And United utilizes a number of measures to keep our flight decks secure beyond door access information. So, just so you know.
Womp womp.
So mm-hmm. I'm on a flight last week, and the flight attendant reading their message
mm-hmm.
off of their phone, their
oh.
apparatus. I thought they had that memorized.
They used to memorize that.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
apparently they don't have to do that anymore.
Or they have, like, recordings,
yeah.
and they just play the recording, and then they just have to do the gestures.
Yeah, and yeah, see, now they didn't even do the gesture thing.
Oh.
That's not going on.
They've got to show. They've got to show you what
yep.
to do.
And as I'm leaving, they said, on behalf of our, and they named, like, three or four cities, training crew, we want to thank you for flying with us. Oh, so we're guinea pigs for the trainees.
Oh,
is that
good.
It? I always like that.
Yeah.
You can do that. All right, so it seems like it shouldn't be against the rules, but apparently you cannot put a cake in the overhead compartment of an airplane.
Oh, really?
Footage of a family getting kicked off a JetBlue flight over the placement of a birthday cake surfaced on Saturday. Minta and Cameron Burke were heading to Las Vegas from New York to celebrate Minta's 40th birthday with their children when an incident between the family and the airline caused the entire family to be kicked off the plane. The incident started when someone in the family placed the birthday cake in the overhead bin, which is not allowed. The family said that the flight attendant told them to move the cake to underneath the seat,
oh,
which they did.
Okay.
But claims the situation escalated when a second flight attendant got involved. Police came and said there was no problem, but said all passengers would need to get off and be rebooked.
What?
Yep. And once
it should have never gotten through security if it was going to be an issue,
I
right?
think so. And once everyone was off, the Burke family was ordered to leave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but it's all right. If you're stressed out, you know, there are airports that have rocking chairs, places for you just kind of to relax. But now they're going to try something new at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Miniature horses have been delivered as a calming force.
Oh,
okay.
They have some dogs
okay.
in certain airports
yep.
that are supposed to be like calming therapy dogs.
Well, Denver and Ruby, two of 34 therapy horses at the Seven Oaks Farm in Southwest Ohio, trot out of their trailer and come into the ticketing area.
I can't imagine that they're going to smell very good.
You know, that's another point.
And when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, oh.
Because horses don't care.
No, they don't. Well, they, you know, they may put a little bag on them like they do in the
true.
Cities.
That's still going to smell.
It is. You're right. That's well, it's a job that somebody has to take care of.
Yes, yep. It is.
The oldest living World War II veteran turned 111 last week. He lives in Austin.
Oh, cool.
His name is Richard Overton.
Awesome. Yeah.
Born May 11th, 1906. During World War II, he served in the Pacific Theater from 1942 to 45. As part of the all-black 1887th Engineering Aviation Battalion after the war, returned to Austin, and has lived in the same home ever since.
Wow.
Since 1945.
Oh, man. That
is impressive. What do his taxes look like?
Yeah. Yeah.
While he was been honored by sitting presidents, governors, and other global dignitaries for his distinguished service, most days he can be found sitting on his front porch wearing his World War II veteran baseball cap and holding a cigar.
Nice.
He's been smoking since he was 18.
Wow.
I saw a picture of him. They named a street after him, I think, in Austin his honor. And, yeah, he's out there and having fun. All right, so it's 7:45. If I say Red Lobster, what do you think of?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Thank you. If you've ever dined there, you're likely to know exactly what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a few will be able to take the taste of the yummy cuisine everywhere they go because the company is releasing a Cheddar Bay biscuit lip balm.
Ew. Yeah. I was going to say, I think you can get the mix in certain stores, or you can order it online or something.
Yeah, I think it's out there. But
lip balm?
I'm not. Ugh. Why would I want cheddar cheese lip balm?
No.
Mm-mm.
Pass.
No.
Just letting you know.
Pass.
Okay.
Gross.
Well, I mean, I know they're trying to extend the brand. That may not be the way to go about it. 7:46.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates. And you can be a part of that if you're looking to buy or sell your home and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When people talk about what makes a marriage work well, you often hear the term unconditional love. But what does unconditional love look like? In the movies, love is often portrayed as lighthearted fun, like something out of a romantic comedy. There may be a simple misunderstanding or a small conflict, but it's mostly smiles and happy endings. But unconditional love is never fully revealed until life gets messy. It isn't a romantic stroll on the beach at sunset. It's more like a soldier dodging bullets and explosives to save the life of a friend on the battlefield. When I think of unconditional love, I can't help but think of my friends Don and Barbara Hodel. Their relationship changed in an instant when Barbara tripped and tumbled to the bottom of their staircase. The accident pinched her spinal cord and left her a quadriplegic. Until her death several years later, Don served as her caretaker for nearly 24 hours a day and had to do almost everything for her. His devotion to Barbara's care was profoundly moving for all of us who knew them. And that's how it is with unconditional love. It inspires us, not because it's sugary sweet, but because it's tough. It doesn't run away or cower in the face of adversity. It grows stronger when circumstances are at their most difficult. Like a soldier in battle, unconditional love takes courage, selflessness, and dedication. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M men's track and field team captured the SEC Outdoor Championship men's title, accumulating most of the team's points on the third and final day of the conference meet at the University of South Carolina campus. Victories for the Aggie men on the final day included Fred Curley in the 400-meter, Devin Dixon in the 800-meter, and Audie Wyatt in the pole vault and 4x400 relay. In winning its second SEC Outdoor team title since joining the conference 5 years ago, the Maroon and White produced their second highest total of points in the process. Meanwhile, after a 12-5 victory on Friday and a 6-4 loss on Saturday, the number 19 A&M baseball team dropped the rubber match of their series at Ole Miss Sunday, falling to the Rebels 6-3 at Swayze Field. The Aggies return to action tomorrow as the Maroon and White host the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball, George Springer led off with a drive run into Monument Park, and Alex Bregman capped a six-run first inning with a grand slam that propelled the Houston Astros to a 10-7 win over the New York Yankees last night in a doubleheader split. Here's Bregman.
You just got to come to the ballpark every day, be the same guy, go out there, compete, and have some fun, too, because you're playing best game in the world.
The Astros start a fresh three-game series with the Marlins beginning tonight in Miami at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Nomar Mazara had the go-ahead hit for the second game in a row, and the Texas Rangers extended their winning streak to a majors best six in a row with a 6-4 win over Oakland yesterday. Here's Skip Jeff Banister on the win.
We knew that this offense would get going at some point. I think the hitting coaches have done a tremendous job with these guys staying with that mindset, you know, really pounding home. These guys, they're good hitters. They're going to be good hitters.
Mazara hit a tie-breaking RBI single with two outs in the seventh right after Elvis Andrews' RBI double, both off reliever Ryan Madsen. The Rangers hope to keep the momentum going as they begin a three-game series with the Phillies in Arlington tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that action over on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter has become the second player to have his number retired by the New York Yankees, who held the ceremony before last night's game against Houston. Wearing number two, Jeter captained the Yankees during much of a 20-year career that ended in 2014 and included five World Series titles and a team record 3,465 hits. The Yankees also unveiled a plaque in his honor that will be placed in Monument Park behind center field. In the NBA, Steph Curry scored 40 points and hit a tying three-pointer, and the Golden State Warriors rallied from way down after Kawhi Leonard was lost to an ankle injury to beat the San Antonio Spurs 113-111 yesterday in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Draymond Green gave Golden State the lead for good on a three-point play. The Spurs look to bounce back in Game 2 tomorrow in Oakland. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. And ESPN reporter Shelley Smith says she's doing well and underwent tests at an East Bay hospital last night for stroke symptoms after a scare in the Golden State locker room following the Warriors' victory. Smith, a regular at Golden State playoff games and practices in recent seasons, shared a photo of herself smiling via social media, saying she was good and thanking fans for their concern. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. Time now for our deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. It's a 2016 Ford. This time it's an F-150 XLT. Got the 3.5-liter EcoBoost. It's a 4x4 with only one owner, and you can pick this up for $35,243 or just $499 per month. They do financing there, and you can get it duted up however you want. You want to customize that truck with wheels and tires? You can do that. How about a lift kit or maybe roll bar, maybe something on the front for a grill guard, tent, music, lights? Doesn't matter. They can do it all at Texas Custom Outfitters. And it'll all be just that one payment. So it'll bump your payment up from $499, but not a whole lot. And it's just one check you got to write. Find out more by going to teamofnavasota.com or a short trip south to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
This fall, First Baptist Bryan is pleased to launch their brand new Mother's Day Out program. Beginning September 5th, their classes will run on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Open for kids ages 3 months through pre-K, their qualified teachers offer a warm, nurturing environment for your child. For more information and to register your child, visit fbcbryan.org/MDO. First Baptist Bryan Mother's Day Out, where helping hands meet happy hearts.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. So new research shows young men feel more intoxicated, daring, and self-confident when they're told an energy drink is mixed in their vodka cocktails, even if it isn't. Young and impressionable on so many levels. Study out of a Parrish University says the way energy boosters are advertised heavily influences the way people believe they feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's probably exactly right.
The old power of suggestion.
That's it. So the first astronauts headed to Mars will have one of the longest layovers and any flyer could experience. They'll have to spend 1 year going around the moon. The layover will be part of a 1,000-day mission. 1,000 days.
Wow.
To and from the red planet. After many years of testing and planning the moon trips, The actual trip to Mars will take place sometime in the 2030s, they're telling us. Do we really care?
It's a long way off.
Police in California want to make sure that your drugs are gluten-free.
Oh, thank goodness.
The Newark Police Department in California posted a photo of a meth pipe to his Facebook with the caption, "Is your meth pipe laced with deadly gluten?" Not sure? Bring your meth down to the PD, and we'll test it for you for free.
Nice.
Tongue-in-cheek post has been liked and shared hundreds of thousands of times. It's unclear if anybody was stupid enough to actually take their meth
down
there.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, my thought is there might
meth
be.
Meth heads? Yeah,
yep.
I think so.
Oh, and then there's this person. Cops in Kentucky are on the lookout for a woman accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, of course they are.
Leah Ann Vick, 26, of Pike, Kentucky, indicted on felony theft charges for allegedly snatching $15,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
Wow.
Yep, picked up the cookies from a distributor in February, never delivered them to her Girl Scout troop. She vanished after her indictment.
There's no way she got very far.
Yeah, that's right. Follow the cookie crumbs, right? You ought to be able to find her out there. Hey, look for a weather today. Probably actually all week long will be up around 90 for a high. Low temperatures will be in the middle to upper 60s and a chance of showers late into the week. Maybe 30, 40%, and that's what we got right now. 67 degrees with a little bit of fog still out there. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College.